Rich, kind of venturing into new territory here.
I am.
But you're comfortable in the monastery, so you're not outside of the comfort zone. Guitar musicianship camp that you're hosting at the monastery for the first time, coming up in the summer in June and again in July. How'd you get this idea? Why are you undertaking this?
Last year, I started teaching a class at the conservatory, and I had never really done much group teaching, and I just have really, really enjoyed it. That coupled with the fact that I was trying to build a camp that I would want to go to. So there have been times when I've been describing this to people who have emailed me, and I just think, like, boy, if this camp were in another city and I wasn't running it, I would love to go to this.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever sat in on anyone's camp?
I never have.
So it is all new. So what have you got in store? Walk us through a day of what you have planned.
It'll change a little bit day by day, but there'll be some similar structure, and we're still fine-tuning the details. So on a typical day, we'll get up, and after breakfast, probably have some stretching. I have a few yoga and massage people that may be coming in to talk about alignment, keeping your back straight, and try to avoid some pitfalls that come to guitar players. If you ever see a picture of Jimmy Page, his left shoulder is about 3 inches lower than his right shoulder, so we'll try to steer clear of that. Guitar players are famous for having slumped shoulders and carpal tunnel syndrome, so we're going to try to just bring everybody to be aware of, like, if you want to keep playing into your later years, you want to have good habits, and we'll deal a little bit with that, and we'll deal a little bit with technique, talking about how the guitar is put together in terms of scales and strings and all that kind of stuff. The guitar is a little bit of an unusual instrument, at least in terms of some instruments, in that the notes all look the same. You can play the C on the B string, you can play that in five different places on the guitar. And so one of the things that a lot of students, even students who've been playing for a while, don't have is a good thorough picture of where the notes are. My teacher was great at giving me a good path to that, and so we'll be talking a little bit about that. But overall, the whole week is just to kind of deepen your relationship with the instrument and walk away with a little bit more full understanding and hopefully a better habit of a way to connect with it, and not in any kind of weird new agey way or whatever, but we all have relationships with our car and with our kitchen knives and, you know, with everything. So just a way to strengthen that relationship a little bit. There'll be a recording component where we'll talk about the best way to record your acoustic guitar, your electric guitar. We'll talk a little bit about how to use effects with electric guitar, and we'll talk a little bit about performing and writing as well.
And writing is a part of it.
Writing is a part of it, yeah. And it'll be steered a little bit depending on the interests of the group that we have that week.
Age requirements or technical requirements for that matter?
So far, our youngest student is 12, which is on the young side, but we did a little audition and that's going to be fine. And, you know, we've got students that are in their 50s so far.
What do they have to know? Anything?
I'm generally saying you should have been studying with someone for a couple of years. I'm doing some individual and Skype lessons with people to get them ready if they're a little behind the curve. But yeah, well, there's a little bit of an interview process to make sure that you're ready. But you can be a beginner, but not a very, very beginner.
And this is open to folks around town here locally and nationally, and perhaps internationally as well. And you've got lodging available.
We do have lodging available at the monastery. It's limited to about 4 people per session. And it's not open to minors. You've got to be an adult to stay at the monastery. Yeah, we've got people coming from as far away as Portland and Pennsylvania so far.
It's a
5-day week, Monday through Friday. It starts around 9 or 9:30. It'll go until probably 3 most days.
And what are these exact dates? This is coming up in the summer.
There are 2 weeks in the summer. The first week is June 10 through 14. It's a Monday through Friday. The second week is July 15 through 19, also Monday through Friday. There'll be a few extra things. We'll have some guest speakers come in. I know during the June week, folk singer and fingerstyle guitarist extraordinaire David Wilcox, an old buddy of mine, is going to come in and give an afternoon seminar and then probably do a little private performance that night for students.
And when is that?
That's during the June week.
The first week.
Yeah.
You just put this up recently. How have things been being received?
It's going like hotcakes so far. We're about half sold and haven't even really started talking about it yet. So we may be adding a third week if it fills up quickly.
Do you think that would be in July or August? Or
probably June. Probably later in June.
Probably in June. Okay.
We'll have to see.
And the monastery, again, is in Walnut Hills. Describe exactly where you are.
We're in Walnut Hills, about 1 mile from UC on the east side of university. And we're just about a half a mile north of downtown, so we're pretty convenient to everything. Got our own parking lot. The monastery has a full-on apartment with room for folks to live and eat and shower and all that kind of stuff.
A deposit as well?
There's a deposit required when you register, and you can register completely online. You will have to give a deposit to hold your spot, and then the balance is due like a month beforehand or something like that.
And you can go to our website, wvxu.org, and we'll have it there. We can link you very simply and easily. It's coming up in June, the middle of June, and again in July, two sessions with a possibility of a third being added. And it'll be happening at the monastery in Walnut Hills at Taft and Stanton, William Howard Taft and Stanton, as we've been visiting with Rich Wardinsky, who's going to run the show for the Guitar and Musicianship Camp at the monastery. Rich, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.